Hello world and welcome back. This is Carrie Go by Cutica Health with your host, Taman. Today we're looking at the topic, genital herpes, understanding, managing, and preventing a common viral infection, genital herpes. So genital herpes is a prevalent sexually transmitted infection, an STI, caused by the herpes simplex virus, HSV. Now it affects millions of people worldwide, causing discomfort, emotional distress, and sometimes severe health complications. Now, despite its prevalence, genital herpes remains surrounded by stigma and misinformation. So first things first, what is genital herpes? Genital herpes is primarily caused by two strains of the herpes simplex virus, HSV1 and HSV2. While HSV1 is commonly associated with oral herpes, which is cold sores, it can also cause genital infections. HSV2, however, is more commonly linked to genital herpes. The virus is transmitted through sexual contact, including vaginal, anal, and oral sex, as well as through skin-to-skin contact with an infected area. Let's move forward and look at the symptoms of genital herpes. Symptoms of genital herpes can vary widely. Some individuals may experience severe outbreaks, while others may have mild symptoms or none at all. Common symptoms include, number one, painful sores and blisters. The hallmark of genital herpes is the appearance of painful sores or blisters in the genital area, buttocks, or thighs. These sores can burst, leaving painful ulcers. Number two, itching and tingling. Before the sores appear, many people experience itching, tingling, or burning sensations in the affected area. Number three, flu-like symptoms. During the initial outbreak, some individuals may experience flu-like symptoms such as fever, headache, muscle aches, and swollen lymph nodes. And number four, painful urination. Sores near the urethra can cause pain or discomfort during urination. So now that we know what it is, we know the symptoms, let's proceed and look at the diagnosis and treatment. If you suspect you have genital herpes, it's essential to seek medical attention. A healthcare provider can diagnose genital herpes through a physical examination, a swab test of a sore, or a blood test. Now, while there is no cure for genital herpes, several treatment options are available to manage the symptoms and reduce the frequency of outbreaks. Number one treatment option, antiviral medications. Certain drugs are commonly prescribed to reduce the severity and duration of symptoms. These medications can also lower the risk of transmission to sexual partners. Number two, pain relief. Over-the-counter pain relievers like ibuprofen can help alleviate discomfort. Warm baths and wearing loose-fitting clothing can also provide relief. And number three, suppression therapy. For individuals with frequent outbreaks, daily antiviral medication can help suppress the virus and reduce the frequency of outbreaks. And finally, let's look at how to prevent genital herpes. Number one, preventing the spread of genital herpes involves understanding and reducing the risk factors. Number two, the use of condoms. Consistent and correct use of condoms can reduce the risk of transmission, though it's important to note that condoms may not cover all infected areas. Number three, limit sexual partners. Having fewer sexual partners and engaging in mutually monogamous relationships can lower your risk of contracting genital herpes and other STIs. Number four, avoid sexual contact during outbreaks. Refrain from sexual activity during an active outbreak, as this is when the virus is most contagious. And number five, regular testing. Regular STI testing is crucial, especially if you have multiple sexual partners. Early detection can help manage the condition and prevent its transmission. In conclusion, genital herpes is a common and manageable condition that affects millions of people globally. While it can be challenging to cope with, understanding the virus, seeking treatment, and taking preventive measures can help individuals lead healthy and fulfilling lives. By spreading awareness and reducing stigma, we can create a more supportive environment for those affected by genital herpes. Thank you so much for joining me today. That is all I have for you. Now, for more information on health-related topics like this, simply log on to www.cuticahealth.com. That is C-U-T-I-C-A health.com. And for more episodes like this, find us on your podcast platforms like Spotify, Amazon, and Apple Podcasts at Carigo by Cutica Health. I hope you always stay alive, healthy, and kicking. Don't forget, this is still Carigo by Cutica Health, and I am still your host, Aman. I'll see you next time.